It's time for the Shredded Cabbage Podcast. Each week, we review the movies we have actually seen in the theater. You remember the theater, right? It's like Netflix, but with a much bigger screen and more expensive popcorn. Ready for a new take on the latest on film, culture, and whatever else people are talking about? You are in the right place. Probably. Here are your hosts, Blake Shipp and Cole Moore.
Hey, everybody. Here we are back. Shredded Cabbage Podcast. Been a long time since we've been here. All the way back to November was our last episode. So if you're still listening, you are a true fan. We are back after a couple months off. Blake's here with me. He's still here.
Hello.
And still not really talking too loud into the mic.
Hello. Sorry.
Anyways, here we are. A lot of stuff to get to today. We wanted to get back and record this and get it back rolling. Probably not as often as we were, especially with some news coming up somewhere within this episode. But we're definitely going to try to get it at least once a month here for the next couple months, 2-3 months, and we'll discuss the future of the Shredded Cabbage Podcast somewhere within this episode. Other than that, a lot's been going on. Blake, how things been for you? Catch people up the last 2 months.
Last 2 months, I started my last semester of high school / dual enrollment college process, whatever, and it's been the easiest semester of my life so far. All A's with minimal effort, so that's been nice. Besides that, I've just been kind of doing that, hanging out, playing some soccer with the boys, and that's about it so far. What about you, Cole?
Well, that's a lot going on in the last couple months. not really, actually. For me, a lot of stuff. I guess it was kind of like a setup question for me. I already knew what I was going to say.
Let's hear it.
You know, when you ask those questions to people and you are the one that has a response to that, but you're just wanting them to ask you. You see what I'm saying? That's exactly what happened there.
Got it.
Anyways, for me, a lot's been happening ever since we recorded. I'm not so fat anymore. That's a big one. I finally at the first of the year decided, hey, I'm gonna start eating healthy and start exercising more and working out and all that. Shout out to my boy Sean T, who hooks me up every single morning on the DVD. I don't know who that is. Sean T from Insanity, coming out with the T25 high intensity workouts every day. That stuff is awesome. If you know me and you're wanting to take the same path, if I have inspired you in this process, I would be glad to give you a 60-day Sean T DVD so that you can live your life like me. I'm saying that like I'm way in shape right now, but I'm definitely not. I still need those DVDs for another month.
God, that sucked.
What, you were trying to sneeze?
I just sneezed and it went away.
Oh, that is the worst.
That was like a really bad one, too.
Would you rather stub your toe or when you're like stuffed up and you have to sneeze and you're about to sneeze and you don't? What would you rather do? What's the worst pain?
I would rather ram my toe into a solid metal wall than not be able to sneeze.
That would be pretty...
Well, not that graphic, but like, you know what I mean. I'd rather stub my toe. That's my answer.
Yeah, that'd be pretty tough. But yeah, it sucks. My mom used to always say grapefruit elephant before I sneeze, and it's like somehow, some way, it's supposed to stop you from sneezing. So like, if you see someone about to sneeze and you say grapefruit elephant, then typically they don't sneeze. Apparently, I don't know why you need to know that unless you're like just a big jerk.
So your mom's a big jerk.
No, my mom's a saint.
Ah.
She'll never listen to this. Actually, she's listened to a couple episodes. But anyways, so around January, I decided, hey, I am going to start doing this. At the beginning of January, I started out at about 232 pounds. That's where I was. I'm excited for the progress picks to come full circle once I get to my desired weight. But as of this morning, February 10th, 2020, I have weighed in at 208 pounds.
Wow.
So
we are actually on opposite journeys right now because I'm gaining while you are losing.
Yeah?
I'm at...
What did you start at?
I started at 150 and I'm at 157.
Wow.
Thank you, thank you. What can I say?
Hold for applause, hold for applause.
I feel like gaining's harder than losing, though. At least yeah. for me, I can lose pounds.
Well, the thing about losing is all you got to do is just change really just a couple things, and I mean, that's it. Like for me, I don't eat sugar, I don't drink. Definitely drinking your calories, and I'm not really a big calorie counter. It's not like I got like a notepad or anything, but like any sodas, sweet teas, anything sweetened drinks, really I just don't desire them anymore. And so for me, it's black coffee, unsweet tea, and water. I'm basically a real man is what that is. If you could drink your coffee black, then you get a seat at the table. Anyways, so I just doing that and all that kind of stuff. If you could do the math, well, if I could do the math, 232 to 208, how many pounds is that? That's 424? Is that 24 pounds?
What?
24 pounds, I believe. Yeah, I've lost 24 pounds. 232 to 208? That's not 24 pounds?
I thought, yeah.
Yeah, you're a freaking idiot.
I'm sorry.
Back to the minimal effort with all A's.
I don't have a math this semester, so I do not have math in my brain at the moment.
Yeah, and who does your math work when you do have math?
Not you.
Yeah, boy.
You've never done my math
Just kidding.
Work.
Shout out Mac Williams. I got your bag, boy. anyways, so... moving right along.
Mac actually told me something very funny today that happened to him last night.
Oh, let's hear it.
He said that he was playing Xbox last night, and
I have a little something to say about that too. After we hear what you had to say, I have a little something to say about last night.
This happened before the betrayal that Cole will speak about after me, but he told me something very funny that I thought was very weird that happened to him is. Last night when I got on Xbox, Mac was texting me nonstop, get on Xbox, because we were having some drama going on. Not like big deal drama, but like video game drama. That's
Minecraft
stupid.
World drama.
Yeah, Minecraft stuff.
Have in mind, these guys are 17 and 18 years old.
Anyways, Mac kept like spamming my phone again. I was like, okay, I'll be on in a second. So I get on, and I join the boys' party, and Mac is not on. Everyone else on Earth is on but him, like... Luke and Sykes and Zach Mignot and I'm like, where's Mac? And Sykes is like, his dad just took his Xbox or something like that. So I was like, oh, that's weird.
Team Kirby, baby.
Yeah, and his he got on this morning again. Or no, he texted me this morning and we were talking about it. And he told me that his dad came into his room because he had been telling James, his little brother, to go to bed. And for some reason, Mac's playing Xbox in James's room. So his
Kirby
dad,
was telling James to go to bed?
Yeah, his dad thought that Mac was James, came in, like, ripped his Xbox out of the wall because he thought he was James and, like, told him to go to bed and didn't realize it was Mac the whole time until the next morning.
That's actually pretty funny. Why was he playing in James's room?
That I don't know.
Well, it sounds like Mac. That's Mac's problem. But now we get to speak of said betrayal. So February 10th, 2020 is probably the 20th time you've stabbed me in the back.
Not true.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but last night had just a plan in place to just get my grind on, and I was supposed to have my my shredded cabbage cohort there to support me, but he wasn't.
Do I get to defend after?
You can defend after you're done. But for those of you listening, because we only have like 15 listeners, so they could debate it out, even though they won't, because no one ever like sends us anything or anything like that. you guys tell me what's By the way, I was never really mad about it, but you tell me, what do you think? Should I be mad? Should I trust him anymore? That is the real thing. Should I even trust him, trust what he says? Here's what happened. So yesterday, we had a plan after soccer, and then I drove
to the gym.
And we went to the gym and got a little extra work in last night.
Treadmill. Temporarily.
Temporarily. I was going too hard for the treadmill, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, went and worked out. And then plan was, hey, get home, I'll shower, and then I'll get on, and then Call of Duty, because the new season for Call of Duty comes out tomorrow at about 6 p.m., drops about 6 p.m. Looks so dope for you Call of Duty players out there. Russ is coming back.
All you gamers.
A couple other maps are coming back, a couple other weapons, but, I mean, Rust itself is enough to get you excited. Before the first season dropped, I was 155, and I was able to prestige and start over at 55 when the new season dropped. And
I just realized I'm not 155 either.
Yeah, you're 148.
Oh, so I do need to grind.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you need a little action. But so for me, I'm sitting at 128 right now. And I have to get 155 before 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And so we were gonna crank away at that last night, right? But I get home and I get out of the shower and I text Blake and I say I'm ready. And then I look at my Snapchat and he says that he doesn't think he's going to be able to play because his brother Nathan, shout out Nathan Ship, said his brother Nathan had some homework and needed to get done. And he didn't really want to bother his brother doing that and all that kind of stuff.
And so I was like, my parents told me not to.
Yeah, and so I was like all cool about that and everything. I was so cool about that. I was like, yeah, I understand. I was bummed because, you know, we were going to grind and all this kind of stuff. And have in mind, we were going to grind another night. We were going to grind last Saturday, last Friday, because neither of us had anything Saturday morning. And Blake was sick, which I know he can't help, but it kind of sucked because, you know, I was like, dang, we're going to do a Saturday night. And so I was like, all right, we're going to grind Sunday night. We both don't have to get up early on Monday, so let's get it. And he says, hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to play. And so I was like, all right, you know what? It's all good. I was bummed. I ended up playing myself until 1. But then I checked my friends list just to check or whatever. I was just a force of habit to press the Xbox button. I checked the list, and I see that Mr. Luke Rookus, who we've roasted many times on this podcast, is online, and he's playing Minecraft. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, surely Blake's not playing Minecraft right now. He just told me that he couldn't play. He just told me all these kind of things and everything. And I look on it, and when you appear offline, if you look at someone who's in a party, right now you're probably like, Cole, why did you investigate that much? Do you have anything better to do? And I was like, well, I don't. Okay. So I looked at the party and said, anonymous. Well, Blake always appears offline. Okay. And Mac and people like Mac and Bridger, they always appear online. So I was like, Luke's playing with two people who are both anonymous, and it's gotta either be Ian or Blake or somebody like
Sykes.
That. Or Sykes. Yeah. It's typically Blake or Sykes. And so, which I don't care, you know, play, you know, that's his boys, you know, play with you, hang out with your boys and all that kind of stuff. I'm fine with being second fiddle, always have been, always will be. But my thing is after you tell me that, I look at it and I sent him a snap and I was like, I was joking. I was like messing with him, giving him a hard time. I was like, oh, I guess you can still play Minecraft. And he sends me a snap back and he says, yeah, about that. I was only on for 10, and I was like, are you kidding me? And so how fair is that for me? Should I even trust him anymore? I mean, have in mind, if you pulled up a chart of our friendship and the things that I've done for our friendship and the things that he's done for our friendship, it would take him the rest of his life, and I would have to die today for him to catch up to as much as I've done. And then it's little things like that. Once again, I wasn't mad, but the question is, should I even trust him? Blake, you can go now.
Okay, here's my case. So I got home from the gym with Cole and soccer with Cole or whatever, and we made this plan. And I really was because I like playing all night or whatever, especially Call of Duty, and with him. But I got home and I was telling my parents goodnight, and they told me, they're like, "Okay, your brother's really stressed out. Don't be playing video games all night," because I know I do that sometimes. So I was like, "All right." And usually I would, when they say don't play video games all night, every now and then I'll just be like, I'll just be really quiet, you know what I mean? which I know I should probably, I should listen to them, and I've gotten a lot better at that. I used to, I would always just be like, okay, I'm going to play all night anyways, but I've gotten a lot better at that. Anyway, moving on. So I went upstairs, and sure enough, he was doing tons of homework, and I was like, okay, I better tell Cole the bad news. So I tell Cole, and then I hop in the shower, or I like send him the text or Snapchat or whatever, and then I hop in the shower. When I get out of the shower, I have all these messages from my boys in the minors group chat, and everyone is just livid at me, and I'm like, what is going on? And I know this is about to sound very stupid unless you're a Minecraft connoisseur, but I pulled a little prank on Luke Rookus. By he has an army of dogs on Minecraft right now, and I happened to bury them all in dirt. It doesn't hurt them or anything, but he thought that I murdered...
all right, Michael Vick.
He thought I murdered all of his dogs.
No!
Because that's what Mac told him. So Mac kind of knew. I think Mac knew I buried him. I don't know if Mac was trying to mess with me or what. Anywho, so he was pissed, and he was good, or not happy. Sorry for saying the pissed word. Sorry, my mom got on me for saying that word the other day.
Oh,
so if mom's
boy.
Listening, I'm sorry for saying that. Anywho.
We will have to rate this rated R now.
Sorry.
TVMA, mature audiences only.
Where even was I? Oh, yeah. Anyway, the point is everyone was mad at me.
Somewhere in the betrayal.
Oh, yes. they were all mad at me, and Luke was threatening me by like burning down all my stuff in Minecraft. And if you play Minecraft, that's a big deal, especially if you're someone as impressive a builder as me. I'm known for my building. Anywho, he was threatening me and all this junk, so I was like, okay, chill out. So they're all saying, Blake, get on right now, because they knew I was home. They were looking at my snap map. They knew I was home.
Which is a little ridiculous if you ask me.
They saw the... Like,
but I guess I have no room to talk, because I was checking the party.
That's true. They were... I'd like sent them pictures or whatever, snapped them back, and they knew I was in my house, so they knew that I was just sitting at home in my room, and I was like, I can't. And then finally... They just kept pushing. I was like, all right, I'll get on for like 10 minutes so I don't bug Nathan and just so I can show Luke where his stupid dogs are. So I do. And when I do this, I'm like, I know for a fact that Cole's about to get on, right? And see, Anonymous is in a party. I know he's going to be like, oh, he betrayed me. But literally, I was on for 10 minutes just to shut Luke up and, or not shut Luke up, but like show him where his dogs were. And then I got off right after that. And I was going to wait it out and see if Nathan went to bed early so I could play with Cole, but I ended up just watching TikTok and fell asleep. So I was trying to do the right thing. I just, it looked very bad.
So the real question is, guys, is how should I rebound off of this? Should I trust him? Should I like feel like every time that he can't play Xbox, he's actually playing? Which I want to clear something up. I don't care, you know, if he was like, hey, no, I'm playing Minecraft tonight. Respect, you know, I know those are his homies and I know those boys too. That, you know, it's like, it's almost, I describe it like this. My guys, I'm like the mafia boss and then I got all these guys under me. So I get it. I respect all them. I love all them. I care for all them. But my thing is if you tell me one thing and then I'm like expecting it and then you like end up doing another thing, like, you know, here's one thing. I'm never going to be the guy who, I'm not going to like text. If you don't want to play with me, you don't want to play with me. Boom, game over. If you don't want to hang with me, you don't want to hang with me. Boom, game over. But there are some people in this world, I'm not going to mention any names, that just call you until you actually hang out with them. And, you know, whatever. Yeah. But anyways, so should I trust him or should I not? I will tell you this. I wasn't even mad for a second. I played till about 1 o'clock and I was able to get up to level 128 and, yeah, just a lot of grinding I got to do tonight. And so, yeah, there's that. With good news, which is also bad news, is we won't be playing soccer today. We expected to, but we're not going to. And so that'll give me plenty
of
time.
Shout out Cody.
Yeah. And Nathan.
Jerks.
And Clay for having tennis.
For real.
If you listen to this podcast and you know me very well, you should join our soccer pool. We play a lot.
You don't have to be amazing.
You
honestly
really don't.
If you're bad, that's even better.
I mean, Zach hits it over the goal every five, every time he goes on. Yeah. It's pretty bad. Zach, if you're listening, I enjoy you being on my team, okay? Because it makes me not be the worst. No, I'm just kidding. No, I really do enjoy being on my team, except for last night we were playing all the little goals and you hit it over the little goal six times in a row when I was wide open. But no, I'm just kidding. I like you on my team. No, Zach is a really cool dude.
Pulled over. Drama alert.
Yeah, well,
on the way to church.
when you're in a high profile car like a BMW, maybe if he was still in the Miata, he would have not. But when you're in a high profile car like a BMW, that kind of stuff happens to you. That's unfortunate. But yeah, so
Zach was going 90 in a school zone of 25.
Yeah, and he hit three kids, and he thought they were speed bumps.
His dad's a lawyer, though, so he got out of it.
Yeah, he got out of it. Daddy's money. Just kidding. Shout out Mike Schumacher. Great dude. I just want to shine some light on something. Zach's dad, didn't even know I was going to get into this, but he runs Special Olympics in the area, and Special Olympics is an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. No, they do not sponsor us. That's not why I'm saying this, but it just got me thinking that if there is a Special Olympics in your vicinity, in your area, I realize all five people that are listening to this probably go to the same church as me. Get involved with Special Olympics. Being with those Olympians and spending time with them, there's nothing better. All right, now I'll collect my check. No, I'm just kidding. No, for real. Special Olympics, I've had the opportunity to serve with them a couple times. And, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. But as we continue on in this podcast, by the way, this is going to be a marathon podcast, 24 hours. Actually, we will be doing something like that at some point, not 24 hours, but we'll be doing a very, very long podcast because we have to give you guys some news, and Blake will be the one to give you that news, and this has to do with the future of the podcast. This is why we're trying to revamp the podcast a little bit for our valued listeners out there, and we may still try to work something out. We may still try to, because technology is amazing.
But I don't think we will.
Blake doesn't even like giving an effort when you can already tell, because probably this whole episode you're like, why is Cole so loud and Blake so quiet? Well, it's because he just doesn't like to lean over and speak into the mic. That's the loudest you've been the whole time.
Hello.
But anyways,
your voice is just bigger than mine. That's all.
Bigger and better. So
debatable.
With that being said, probably if you ask me what is the hardest thing that's ever happened in your life, it's not the divorce of my parents. It's this news that's about to be given to you. And Blake is going to give you some news, you Shredded Cabbage listeners out there.
It's actually not. Well, I mean, it is pretty. It's okay. After graduation, I will be moving. Therefore, I will not be able to spend my last summer here with all my homies and Cole. Being one of the homies.
There was two ways that could have been taken. You said and Cole. It could have been like, wow, he's just a guy. Yes. Or maybe that means I'm better than – maybe I'm – yeah, maybe I just deserve my own little thing. Yeah, so there's that. For the last probably year and a half, maybe – almost 2 years now, every single week we've seen at least one movie. That is why we started this podcast, because movies have just really inspired us, and we're going to talk about a lot of movies here coming up soon. But yeah, so the future of the Shredded Cabbage Pod, maybe I continue it just on my own and you could just hear my voice, or maybe if Blake still wants to do it, we could figure out how we could do it and record while he is in
Big Canoe, Georgia.
Wow.
Slash college, once I go to college at Embry-Riddle.
And where are you taking your town? And the drum roll for college choice is
Northwest Florida State College.
Hey.
Embry-Riddle.
Embry-Riddle
University.
And what do you plan to do at that college?
An X-Wing pilot.
What does that mean?
Star Wars.
An X-Wing. Gotcha.
Nah, just a normal pilot. Not an X-Wing pilot.
I got to ask you this. You're a big Star Wars fan. Yes. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I will give you respect as due and say that you're a bigger Star Wars fan than me.
Yes.
Because you're a bigger Star Wars fan than me, but I do have Star Wars pajamas, and I don't think you do.
So I've had many. I've just grown out of all of them.
And if it wasn't for me, and my Disney Plus subscription, you probably wouldn't have been able to watch all the movies.
That is true.
To get caught up. And we're going to talk about Rise of Skywalker soon, because I don't even think, the last time we recorded, that wasn't out yet. We're going to talk about Rise of Skywalker soon and give our thoughts on it. We both have pretty different opinions on the movie. We'll talk about that in a second. But Star Wars question. If you had to choose, are you Jedi or Empire? I need to know this. And I need to know why.
Definitely Jedi. What kind of question? Even though Empire does have, like...
Don't go based off of what happens. Go based off of where you would want to go.
I just feel like I couldn't be... I couldn't be a part of the Sith. The Sith boys. They're too mean. But they do have, like, every single one of them are way cooler than just Jedi. Like, weapon-wise and, like, their powers... They're definitely cooler than Jedi.
See, I got to be honest with you, and everyone knows this based off of my personality. I love, like, when I'm competing or whatever it may be, I love being the villain. Now, that's not my, like, actual personality, because obviously I love being a good person. But when it comes to Jedi or Empire, I got to choose Empire, because I got to go based off of my favorite character of all time, and that is Darth Maul. Rest in peace, Darth Maul. Well, actually, he's still kind of alive.
He's going to spoil it for you.
Yeah, well, he just spoiled the Attack of the Clone Wars. So, because I need to start watching that. Blake's already heavily into that. I need to start watching.
I'm actually on the episode where they find him in Clone Wars.
Okay, well, you can stop ruining anything for me.
Oh, you knew he's alive still, right?
Yeah, I know. Just like Chewbacca's dead.
No, he's not.
I know, I'm kidding. They definitely didn't pick you up saying that. Just kidding.
No, he's not.
Now they had to turn down their radio because he just made their ears bleed. So I'm definitely Empire.
My favorite character is probably Count Dooku, and I would still choose Jedi, though.
Yeah.
Count Dooku is, like, really agile and cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But what about this? If you were part of the Empire, you could get with your homies and overthrow Palpatine.
That Boom, is true. Game over. I don't know if that would work.
I think it will. I mean, you saw what Darth Vader did in Empire Strikes Back.
But he lived.
Yeah, but...
Oh, did I spoil?
Well, the good news is there are series on the way to explain exactly how Palpatine...
And I cannot wait, because I'm very curious.
And I think, I will be honest with you, I think if they clear that up for me, I will change my opinion on Rise of Skywalker, and that is where we will transcend into Rise of Skywalker, and I will be the first to tell you I was disappointed. If I had to rate it out of 10, I'd probably give it a 6.7, because...
Which is pretty good.
And the reason why I'm rating like that is because if you don't watch Barstool Pizza Reviews... you need to get on with your life, because Dave Portnoy and the pizza reviews are just awesome.
Does he always rate it that?
No.
Oh.
He rates it 6.9.
Nice.
No, he does all of his ratings. You know the rules. One bite.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't know why I looked at you, but anyways, and you rate it. Rookie score is a rounded number, so that's why I won't round it.
I'm
Blade
so sorry.
Just dropped his mic, amateur. But 6.7 for me. It was good. I liked it. A lot of good moments. I liked how they did the whole Rey is a Palpatine and all that. Here's where I didn't like. All of it got discredited when at the end of the movie she was like, that she was talking to that girl, and then the girl was like, when she was burying, it was really cool.
There hasn't been anyone here in so long.
I know. I really liked how she buried the lightsabers back at Skywalker's house. I liked that, because it was like an old school thing. But at the end, when she says, "What are you?" and she says, it's like a James Bond moment. She pauses. She's like, "My name is Rey. Rey Skywalker," and that made me. I almost said the P word right there. That made me really angry, because
the P word,
Peist. If you say it in a different accent, then it's not a bad word.
Peist.
But yeah, just it took away from the whole Palpatine thing. So I don't know, but I'll kind of chime back in a second about my further thoughts about the movie, but Blake, on the other hand, was very positive of the movie, and so I'll let him talk about that for a second.
Well, I know half the world will be against or on Cole's side there. A lot of people hate the prequel and like non-original, you know, movies that come out like episode 1, 2, I think 3. Like, there's so much hate around those. Like, literally everyone hates them. And then all the new ones, of course, everyone's gonna hate too, which I don't understand. I mean, yeah, they're not like, what? Oh, he's showing me the Rotten Tomatoes rating, which is 52%. And, oh, wow. IMDb, is that how you say it?
IMDb.
They gave it a 6.9, actually. Anywho, I know there's a lot of hate around all the newer movies, and I've never really understood that, even though, I mean, some people are like, the story's just not the same, which, I mean, I guess. I don't know. Honestly, anything with, like, Star Wars on it, I'm gonna enjoy. Especially if it's done well. Like, you gotta admit, Rise of Skywalker, it was done well. Like, everything there looked very, like, futuristic, you know, like, no, cinematic.
Certainly, good. I agree, but George Lucas did a lot more with what he had.
I know that, but
I agree. I agree with that. And I want you to keep going. But another thing that you could speak on too is I did not like the whole love relationship between Kylo Ren and Rey. I thought that was a little stupid. And I do want to say this as well, and then I promise you I'm done. It's all you. But I love Adam Driver. Like, he would go down as, like, he's a great actor. I know he just did Marriage Story, and I actually kind of want to see it, even though I don't like really romances. But his performance in there was apparently really well.
You hate Kylo, though.
But Kylo Ren's character, I feel like Adam Driver is the right actor for it. I think he's perfect. I just think the way they did Kylo Ren, the only cool thing about him is his lightsaber. Everything else just, I don't know, Ben Solo and just all this kind of stuff. And then
Ben Swolo.
And then killing Han and I don't know, just all this kind of stuff I just didn't like. So anyways, keep going.
Well, that's because I actually really do like Kylo Ren, but I know a bunch of people also agree with you on that. Kylo Ren, blah, blah, blah. It's not that cool. I think he's pretty cool. Especially, like, obviously I love Han Solo. But, like, he killed his own dad. Like, that was, like, super, super, super shocking. Like, do you remember that scene? He was, like, it looked like he was about to turn back.
They were on the little, the bridge.
That bridge, yeah. And it was, like, he was about to be, like, a good guy again.
Chewie was in the background. Yeah. That was such a sad scene. Yeah, that was a good sad scene.
But, like, it needed to happen. Because that was such a shock value. I was, like, oh, my gosh. He just killed Han Solo. But,
you remember, time out before we keep going. You remember that movie we saw with Harrison Ford in it? It was like a futuristic movie. We saw it, Blade Runner. Remember when we saw that? 2049? Yeah, we saw it together. Blade Runner 2049? Yeah, we saw that together. I'll pull it up and show it to you. Keep going.
Okay. Anywho, what I'm trying to say is basically if it has Star Wars on it, I'm probably going to like it. I'm not that big of a critic because it's easier for me to enjoy anything like Star Wars related, like Clone Wars. I'm not a big animated like series fan, but like because it has such a like it carries on the story in between movies, like I think it's really cool because I like Star Wars a lot. But yeah, I'm not as picky as the rest of the critics, which some people would be like, you're not a true fan because of that. But no, I thought that the newer movies were very, like, they looked very good. They had a story. Some would say they're not as good as the old stories. I really didn't mind the whole love triangle, or not triangle, but the love between Kylo and Rey. No, I've definitely not seen that.
It came out in 2017, so.
It looks cool.
I get 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was a phenomenal movie. Anyway, you should watch that.
Anywho, no, I didn't mind the love between Rey and Kylo Ren. I mean, there's plenty of love in the older movies. I mean, Leia and Luke and Han were all, like, all over each other.
That was a little incestual triangle, though. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, that was weird. But
you always love those movies where they don't know their brother and sister and they create a intimate relationship and then they actually...
I didn't realize that I rewatched. I was like, oh my gosh, it's a little weird.
I'll never forget that scene when they were in the forest and they, you know, he told her and was like,
But,
it's kind of weird.
But yeah, I didn't mind the love, whatever. The whole kissing thing at the end, wherever, spoiler alert, whenever Kylo saves Rey.
If they haven't seen it by now.
Yeah. I thought that was like, I mean, yeah, it was a kiss that like that was a little cheesy, but like still, I mean, I really didn't mind it at all. But the one thing I will give you is the whole Rey Skywalker thing. I don't think she should have said Rey Skywalker. I don't know if she shouldn't have said Ray Palpatine or whatever. But like, I don't know what she would have said, but not, that was just a little cheesy.
Yeah, just cut that scene out. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. That lady doesn't need to be there. Just bury it and then game over.
Who the freak was she?
Yeah.
She has no, like, I mean, she, stupid.
But anyway, to sum things up, I pretty much like all Star Wars stuff, so you're not going to make a movie I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars is great. I will say that it is, I mean, you know how I stand on this, and it's not Star Wars' fault. It's just what I like. It's not my favorite series of all time. My favorite series of all time is
Lord of the Rings.
Exactly. Lord of the Rings is a timeless classic for me. The Hobbit movies that came out with it. I just
still haven't seen them.
I'm all about that kind of stuff, but Star Wars is an amazing, amazing series, and probably my favorite character. I said Darth Maul, which is true. Darth Maul was my favorite, but if, like, Anakin Skywalker, played by Hayden Christensen, was just my favorite, and I wish that, I wish, and I hope that they do, like, a spinoff series with that, because that would be awesome. Which, speaking of series, when we our last podcast we recorded, we were talking about The Mandalorian. We were talking about Disney Plus. Now we have watched the entire season of Mandalorian. What did you think of The Mandalorian?
Shocker, but I think it was amazing.
Favorite scene?
Favorite scene.
Don't you dare take mine.
Oh, dang
it. I'm going to go ahead and say it so you don't take it.
Dang, I'm probably going to say same, though.
My favorite scene easily was when all the Mandalorians...
Oh,
and then the
cool
dude
scene.
With the minigun comes in. He's like, I got your back.
And stuff.
When he goes back to get Baby Yoda and all that kind of stuff. And he's
that
like, I got
cool.
your back. And then they fly out of there. I bet that pilot went to Embry-Riddle.
Probably.
That was a stupid joke. I'll edit
I
that
guess
out.
I like the last scene of the... last episode or whatever, where Mando uses his jetpack to, like, take down Black Bad Guy. I forget his name.
Black Bad Guy.
With the, and he ends up having a Mandalorian lightsaber thing. Forgive me. I don't know the correct name, even though I don't think we have any hardcore Star Wars enthusiasts listening. Well, maybe we do. I don't know.
Maybe.
If Luke's listening, he'll probably correct me.
But, well, Luke knows everything.
There we go. Anywho. I like that scene. I like the scene wherever... the two scout troopers they just captured. Oh, saddest scenes when they killed Quinn. Wasn't it Quinn? Quill.
Yeah, Quill.
When they killed Quill. That was kind of sad. But anyway, when the two scout troopers take Baby Yoda and, like, one of them punches it.
Yeah, that was a little ridiculous.
That was kind of funny. And then he bites him. I like that scene and that end scene when he, like, takes down the ship.
Oh, yeah. Season 2 coming out.
October.
Cannot
wait.
That's going to be good. And we both have the Jedi Fallen Order video game, and I have not played that in a minute.
I'm stuck on it.
Yeah, you said you're fighting Lizzo right now.
Yeah, sorry, Lizzo, if you're listening. It's a very fat character who I cannot beat.
Well,
no offense.
Oh man, I can laugh about that because I'm not fat anymore. No, I'm kidding. But no, yeah, Mandalorian was great. Really cool series. I really enjoyed it. I'm actually right now, I got a week subscription, free trial on Apple Plus because I really wanted to check out that C show.
I was just about to ask you if that's what you're on.
And it is good. I like Jason Momoa. You know, he's played in Game of Thrones, the Dothraki King, and... Aquaman.
Yeah, I could tell you that would be good. That
Jason,
really good.
He's awesome, and it really is. Like, honestly, at first you're kind of like, this show is about a bunch of people who are blind, and you're like how can it be realistic when they get in fights and all this kind of stuff? And I could, like, that was kind of my thing going into it. I was like, how are they gonna make this realistic to, like, make it to where,
do,
like,
they get in fights?
Yeah, they go to war. Like, they like in the,
and
okay,
everyone's blind.
Yeah, so basically I'll set the show up without spoiling too much. Basically, the show is set in a post-apocalyptic world that kind of killed I forget if it's radiation or nuclear fallout, whatever it is. Maybe it's the same thing, but basically it kills pretty much everybody. But there's only 2,000, maybe? I don't know. That's probably a wrong number, but I think it's like 2,000 or 2 million. But I feel like 2 million is too much, so I'm going to go with 2,000. I've only watched a couple episodes so far. But let's say 2,000 people are still alive, and they're all blind. All blind. And actually, it's heresy, which is a crime punishable by death, to admit, like, to even talk about seeing, even talk about sight at all, like in the show, not in real life, but in the show, it's heresy to do that. And basically, it starts out, and Jason Momoa's girlfriend, who became his wife or whatever, I don't know, is pregnant and has twin babies. Well, the twin babies are born, and apparently they're born from a guy who obviously impregnated her, but it wasn't Jason Momoa. It was this guy named Jerry Morrell, who is a well-known heretic in the show, who claims he could see, and he actually can. He's the only one who could see thus far. And and so obviously everybody's like, I need to get my hands on these kids because they probably can see too. And so
the dude who can see get killed, but I don't
know. No, like, so I'm only in episode 2 right now. So I don't even know. There's only like 8 episodes, but it's really cool. It's kind of like set up in a way like Game of Thrones. You know, you have all these different types of, not families, but you get your different kingdoms, and I think that's what I like about the show. You have your different groups of people. The people that Jason Momoa is part of is the Alcony. It's kind of like tribal and stuff. But yeah, they like have Braille, and they read in Braille, and like bracelets and all this kind of stuff. And like when they go to war, like they'll fight other blind people, and it's really like cool how they do it. They like tap down, and they say, you know, tap down where they are and all this kind of stuff. And obviously it's a show, and it's fictional, but you know, they have like the specific person who could hear how far an enemy is away. They have a specific person who can hear how far, or smell who's coming, you know, stuff like that. And so it's kind of cool. I definitely like the show a lot. And I need to watch it, but I also need to watch the Clone Wars as well, but I gotta finish C first. But, you know, we talk about movies on here, and the first priority after getting to level 155 on Call of Duty before tomorrow at 6 p.m. or whenever season 2 starts, is I need to watch the Oscars, because that happened last night, and a lot of good rewards were given out. A movie that we saw recently... Awards. Same thing, right? Rewards.
You can be rewarded an award.
And that, folks, is the first time and the only time Blake will ever be smarter than me, ever.
Not stronger. Oh, we're going to bring that up.
I thought we both agreed.
Nothing happened.
It wasn't even, like, technically...
technically what?
Anyways, no, I'm humble enough to admit when I'm not a brute force. Last night we went and worked out, and I'm not even gonna make excuses. I'm just gonna say that I have not, you know, this whole time that I've been out of shape and all this kind of stuff, like, I've just kind of been a bigger guy. Maybe the fat looks like I have muscles, but really, if Blake and I were the same weight, I would be skin and bones, and he would be stronger. Last night we were messing around and bench pressing, and I haven't bench pressed since high school. And believe this or not, I don't even know why I said this, because it's not like I lifted that much. But when I was in high school and I worked out with a football team one summer, I did hit like 195 or 205, something like that. But that is my claim to fame. That's as much as I got. I've never been good on bench pressing or anything like that. Never been a big push-ups guy and all that. But yeah, we did 135, a whopping 135, and I was able to get it up, but it was a struggle, and I could only, like, definitely only do one. And Blake pumped out 5 of them and easily could have done like 10 or 20 more. And so that is what he was talking about, folks. Blake is stronger than me on the bench press, but I could still whoop him. And Do you want to test that? Do you want to fight right now?
No, I'm okay.
Do you want to fight?
I don't want
okay,
to.
Okay, let's see. Oh, you don't want to hurt me.
House.
And so now, yeah, even I can be humble. Now I will spend tirelessly hours working on my muscle gain so I could outlift you. That's why I never do arm wrestling matches with anybody because, you know, see, honestly, actually, I mean, even before that, if I would have never did that last night, if I would have never did the bench press or anything like that and never did it, I bet you would always think that I could probably lift way more than 135. Not way more, but at least 135, no problem.
I don't know, because you're obviously a lot bigger than me. I would think you could lift more than me, but, like, I wouldn't think you were, like, no offense, but, like, I wouldn't think you're, like, exceptionally strong.
No.
You haven't worked out.
No, I'm not saying. Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, you would think being 200 and...
Oh, yeah, looking at you, I'd be like, oh, yeah, he's definitely...
Exactly.
Stronger.
But, I mean, if you look at my arms, really, it's not, you know, it's nothing. It's just... a little bit of fat down there. And as, the more I lose this weight and the more I focus on cardio, I think you'll easily see that hopefully I could turn this fat into muscle because I've been trying to work on a little muscle gain as well. But it's all a process, folks. In the thing that I could tell you is this. If you're listening and you're out of shape and you're like, man, I really want to start working out, look, this is not like, oh, look at me, like I'm doing anything. This is just one person to another, a normal person to another. I guarantee you that it is not as hard as you think it'll be. What has stopped me in the past is that, like, that false sense of, like, man, I got to be better than everybody. I got to have, like, be stronger and all this kind of stuff. And so I would hate working out with other people. I'd hate working out in public because I'd always be nervous and anxious and like, oh, don't look at me. But it's all a process. You got to start somewhere. And so I may be pressing barely 135 right now, but in 6 months, I may be pressing 115. You know? No, I'm just kidding. We'll see.
Where do you think your turning point was? Like, in the past, you've gone on these...
Yeah, Blake, tell them about it. This has been like 5 or 6 times, probably more than that, that I've said, all right, this is it. I'm getting into shape.
Yeah, you've definitely had a lot of either eating healthier kicks or like working out every day kicks. And you've even bought the gym membership at the BOD once, and you went one time.
Paid for a month.
Yeah, and then you ended up quitting. But no, this time is actually definitely the longest you've ever gone, and it seems to be sticking, at least you say it has. But when was the time period of you finally letting it stick? You know what I mean?
And that right there, folks, shows you exactly how many times I've said this to Blake that I'm going to do it, because even right there he said, this time it seems like it's going to stick. He doesn't fully believe
it,
even though I've
seen it all before.
You haven't seen. I've been going at it for about a month and
that's
a half
true.
Now.
I believe in you now.
Of constant. Oh, thank you, dude. Yeah. I've always believed in you,
thanks.
No matter what. But as far as just working out and as far as eating healthy, it's not even an issue anymore. And I think for me, I don't know, it was kind of like a domino effect. I got up to 232 and I was like, man, I'm just really fat. I wasn't like super fat, but I was just like, you know, like when I'm laying on my side and like got both sides of my stomach, like are just like poked out. Like, I don't know, you know, I just... Eating like junk food and all that like stuff that tastes really good is not worth me just like feeling like a slob. And so I've kind of just turned my competitiveness that I have for like winning all the time and everything into a competition within myself, as far as like, man, I got to do this workout. I got to eat healthy. And once I do my workout, eating healthy is not even, it's not an issue, because all I got to do is just, I did this workout. I want my workout to count. And so now I'm going to eat healthy. And so
maybe, well, before, whenever you were doing these little kicks, were you doing, I feel like you were only doing one or the other. You were either eating healthier or you were either working out. And now you're doing both.
Correct.
So now you're doing both. It's actually working.
Yeah, mainly I was doing the eating. I was trying to eat healthier.
Yeah.
There was a kick where I did low carb and I actually lost 15 pounds. I was down to 215. But I was just eating low to no carbs, just a lot of protein salads, and now I'm eating kind of the same stuff, but just like healthier foods, no sugars, no sodas, no nothing like that. But I'm still willing, like, I'm still getting, like, Saturday, you and I went, and I had 7 slices of pizza, and yeah. We went to Sonic, and I got ice cream. Like, I'm still letting myself live a little. You got to let yourself live a little, and I'm down to 208. I haven't been under 210 since my senior year of high school. Like, it's been that long since I've weighed this less. And so, folks, that's 7 years if you want to count.
Last night, you probably lost a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, typically, that's the main thing. That's the thing that I've been able to push through, is that working out is not as hard for me to do as it used to be. Now I just got to do the work. And as my boy Sean T says, when you feel the work, don't run from it. You just got to embrace it and go after it. And seriously, it's just been like, it's been a lot of fun.
I feel like soccer is also helping you.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
Yeah.
That's definitely a lot of running.
That's fun exercise, right?
Yeah.
Once again, I'm trying to sound like I'm like a fitness extraordinaire right now, but seriously, I do feel like anybody would tell you that the more fun exercise you find, the easier the process will be. Because I can go out there and I can run around, well, jog around, whatever, for 2 hours like we did the other night. We played for 2 hours and I could do that. And we're playing like 3-on-3 on a fairly sized field, not a massive field, not even a medium field, but a fairly sized field. Yeah. And so there's a lot of running between the six people and all that. But that's fun exercise. I mean, it's fun. You're hanging out with your friends. You're playing a sport. You're competing. That's fun for me. It's easy for me to get out and walk, get out and run, get out and move, exercise. And as long as I do my workout first thing in the morning, right when I wake up, it is not an issue. Get it done right away, then get my shower, start my day, do my devotion, whatever that may be, whatever your routine is, get that out of the way. And then it's smooth sailing. And so, and I think the fact that like it wasn't a resolution, but I think I've been tired of being that guy that just talks all the time and doesn't back anything up. And so once this time around, I started telling people like, hey, this is what's happening. I'm making progress. And especially now that I'm putting it on the podcast, it's like, I can't stop now. Like, cause then I'll look like the boy who cried wolf and no one's ever going to believe me. Turning point, probably about first week of January, I was just kind of like, well, let's just get on it, get in it. And the workouts have become easier as I've lost weight. Eating healthy has become super easy, like super, super easy. I cook a lot of my foods now. I cook a lot. And if I go out to eat, I'm getting the salads. I'm getting the grilled stuff, the grilled chicken, the grilled fish. I'm getting stuff like that. It may cost more. But I'd rather that cost more and be healthier. It's a fun process. And just to see the progress, once you start, like right now here I sit and I've lost 24 pounds since I started working out. Once you see that progress, you're like, it's so ingrained in you and you're just so like energized by that you just don't want to stop and you can't stop. And so the goal right now is, 190 to 195, and then once I get that, I want to build some muscle up to 205, and I want to kind of stay there. That would be awesome. That's kind of the game plan for me with that.
Nice.
They didn't even hear that.
Nice.
But yeah, so there's that. Other than that, we kind of talked about the Oscars, or we were about to, and then that got brought up.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that. But what I was going to say is a movie that we watched recently that we both really liked.
The Gentleman?
Well, we're going to get into that in a second. I was talking about Parasite. Parasite won the Best Picture. I think it was Best Picture for a foreign film, or maybe it was Best Picture. I just glanced at it on Twitter.
It was good.
Listen, if you can just learn to read subtitles and you could be okay with it,
honestly, I didn't even like notice it whenever I got into it.
You just get into it and your brain just gets into it. Parasite was a good movie.
Yeah.
Really well done. They're actually going to do a series on HBO to explain some stuff in the movie that was kind of left out, which is really exciting and I'm excited about. But Parasite was a phenomenal movie. I really liked it. Really, like, it was a mix of suspenseful. It was funny at parts. Not like a comedy, but you could, like, laugh at some things. And then some of them was just straight up weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, creepy. Like, the thing that came up from the,
there's
the stairs.
A scene, it's, like, engraved into my brain. Like, ugh. A scene where the youngest boy is eating, like, some birthday cake at, like, midnight from his fridge. And in the basement. Well, I don't want to spoil too much, but there's people living in their basement and they don't know it. And it's like this creepy.
Spoil
crazy
too
dude.
Much. That's like the entire movie.
Oh,
wow. Well,
I'm sorry. It's just so scary. And the crazy dude in the basement, like, peeks his head up and looks at the boy eating the cake. And it's so scary.
Yeah, it's.
The boy freaks.
It is definitely something else. But Parasite was awesome. Yeah, you said The Gentleman. And I told you, what did I say? Once we left that movie, I said, Joker was my favorite movie last year, and that came out at the end of the year. And then I said,
Gentleman this year.
Yeah, Gentleman is going to be really very, very hard for me to beat because my favorite actors, my favorite actor,
Bradley
you know this.
Cooper?
No. Yeah, I messed that up. My favorite actor, everyone knows this, is. Blake doesn't know this.
Not everyone knows.
Mark Wahlberg.
I did know that.
Yeah, he knew that. Mark Wahlberg is my favorite actor. I'll watch anything he's in. I love everything he's in.
He
is awesome. Well, I was about to say my second favorite.
Oh.
And really my favorite TV actor is Charlie Hunnam, who played in Sons of Anarchy. Charlie Hunnam was in The Gentlemen. If you don't know who Charlie Hunnam is, Charlie Hunnam was the blonde-haired guy. He was Matthew McConaughey's associate.
Oh, okay. Like a second-hand man or whatever.
Yeah, and we're definitely not going to try to spoil that
because cool.
Gentlemen's still out and give you guys a chance to watch that, but it was phenomenal. Matthew McConaughey, Hugh Grant, Charlie Hunnam.
Wait, who? I know Hugh Grant's an extremely famous actor, but which one was he?
Hugh Grant was the guy who snuck into his house.
Oh, gay guy?
Yeah.
He was funny.
And that wasn't spoiling that much. That was not spoiling
at all. You would have figured
that out. I mean, that happens in the first 5 seconds. But anyways, it is a great movie. Keeps you on the edge of your seat. Funny. It's awesome. Everything about it. Like the... I knew I was going to love the movie with the opening song and the title sequence. I downloaded it right away. That Cumberland Gap song, we talked about this. Gentleman was awesome. Awesome
it was
movie.
Like a very, it was a very cool movie and very like funny too.
Yeah, it was awesome. We got Fantasy Island coming up this weekend.
Valentine's Day.
And we got that Will Ferrell movie too. What's it called?
We thought it was The Lodge, but it's not The Lodge because that's a whole other movie.
Yeah.
But it takes place like in a ski lodge.
Yeah, something like that. Our goal really is now with Blake moving in May, just trying to watch all these movies and get all these movies out before he leaves because even if we can still do the podcast, we cannot still do the movies.
True.
So,
also, sorry for all the sniffling. I'm still a little sick.
He has the carnivorous.
Yes.
A coronavirus.
Corona time virus.
Yeah. Corona.
You know, if you're not 21, you can't get the coronavirus.
Well, as long as you get it with a lime.
There you go.
So, Gentlemen, I mean, there was a lot of movies in between. I can't even remember.
I'm trying to think of a good one we saw. We saw the, I don't think you liked it, Gretel and Hansel movie. We saw that.
Yeah, I liked it.
Really,
I thought it was good.
I don't think Clay liked it.
I don't think he liked it. I liked Hansel and Gretel, and I the one we saw, The Turning, that movie experience
that was
sucked.
Don't see that.
Yeah.
But Hansel and Gretel, I really liked how it looked, like, cinematically. It was very, like, gloomy, and, like, it used a bunch of black and, like, orange. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
No, it was a neat movie, and, you know, I liked it. You know, of course, I said at the end of the movie, I just wish for once... Like, I love bad endings every now and then. I hate that every movie has to have a happy ending.
You wish that boy would have
died.
Burnt to a crisp.
Yeah. I actually leaned over at Clay when we were watching, and I said, the only, like, we actually, him and I said the same thing. We said something similar but different. He said that the boy better live or he's going to hate this movie. And I said, the boy better die, or I'm going to hate this movie.
Yeah, Clay's freaking out whenever he was the witch was dying.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I kind of did have... I don't know if it's a bad ending or not, whatever, because she kind of turns bad at the end. Or at least that's what to make it seem, because her hands turn black like the witch, remember?
That's true. That is true.
And did you see my clever snap I sent you after? I don't remember if you ever saw
it. Yeah, you were painting that night and you had the black. Yeah.
I think I'm turning to the evil witch.
Of course. Of course I remember that.
Yeah, that was a bad night for me. I stayed up till...
playing Minecraft.
No,
liar. He sent me a snap that he was painting, but he's actually playing Minecraft.
So until 3 a.m.
Hold up, boys. Got a sick goal of snaps.
I actually was. It was. I very underestimated how long painting takes for an art project. But yeah, that was a bad night. But anywho, Gretel and Hansel was a good movie. It wasn't terrifying, but like I said, it was very creepy and cool to watch. But I don't remember. I'm trying to... Are you looking up the movies?
Yeah, I'm trying to look up the movies.
I'm trying to think of what another really good one we saw. Oh! The Adam Sandler. Uncut Gems.
Oh, Jewels. Uncut Gems. That was awesome.
Really good.
Definitely don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
But...
I was
the ending scarred me.
Like, everyone in the theater gasped. It was very crazy.
It was very unexpected, and that is all I'll say. But Adam Sandler crushed it in that movie.
Yeah, that was really good.
Everything about the character, he definitely deserved to get an award for that, but he didn't.
Yeah, and that's stupid. Movie was like gentleman level. Like, it was a good movie.
No, it was really awesome. The ending, wow.
The only thing about that movie, which I guess has really made it good too, but like you said this, it had like a lot of like chaotic, you know, like energy in it. Like people were always shouting and stuff, like when they were in his store and stuff like that. It just seemed very hard to like focus on one thing, but it was really good. Very, very good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've seen The Grudge.
That was all right. Y'all liked it better than I did.
I didn't
think it was that scary.
I just liked it because Clay was definitely reacting a lot. He hated it because it was scary.
Yeah, that's true.
Underwater.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie. I liked it a lot. It was with girl from Twilight. Yeah. So that was pretty.
Except the funny dude. I'm just gonna spoil it. The funny dude dies.
I don't know if anybody's gonna watch that movie.
Yeah,
but yeah, that kind of sucked.
It was really good though. Well, I don't know. It was all right. I think I liked it. Yeah, it was good.
It was good. Bad Boys for Life.
That was pretty good. But those kind of movies are kind of expected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was really good movie. But I think the experience was even better. We discovered the Dolby Cinema Theater. Do you need some water?
I'm good.
We saw the Dolby Cinema Theater in Destin Commons, and that was an experience. It's kind of like 4D.
Yeah.
Because the seats move and all this kind of stuff. It's real cool stuff. We saw Birds of Prey.
It was all right.
Yeah.
We saw that like yesterday.
Right? Yeah. We saw it yesterday. We saw it Saturday.
Oh.
It was pretty average. You know how we feel about those women empowering movies.
No, it just could have been, like, someone should have done that movie.
Yeah.
Because it could have been cool. But I don't know. Like, the characters in that, like, the cop was just kind of weird. That crossbow chick was just really lame.
Yeah.
And Harley Quinn was just, did not seem like Harley Quinn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, whenever I think of Harley Quinn, I think about, like, for some reason, I think of Suicide Squad whenever I think about her. And they just seem very different. And I didn't like it that much.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But it was all right.
And then we got The Invisible Man coming up at the end of the month.
That looks creepy.
That's going to be really good. Excited about that. And then, yeah, I don't know. It's so hard to tell which one's the last ones before our last podcast, but Knives Out, maybe?
That definitely was before the podcast. Because I remember I saw it in December. I think I did see it with you.
Yeah,
and
we
then
saw
I
it
saw
again.
It for a second time with my family.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really good both times.
Yeah, Knives Out, Queen and Slim, maybe?
I think so, yeah. We
Dr. Sleep.
I remember that being all right, but
we never
like
saw Gemini Man.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Ad Astra's on here, but I think that was... Yeah, we did an episode on Ad Astra.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, Ad Astra was awesome. But yeah, just a lot of movies and... a lot of like good stuff really coming out, or that did come out, and hopefully just it just keeps on. I'm excited about Fantasy Island this weekend, as well as I need to figure out the Will Ferrell movie, because on the website on 2020 it doesn't even show that it's like coming out.
That's weird.
Oh, it's called It's All Downhill.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, it's also weird that the only time we ever saw a preview for it was 2 days ago. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, they haven't advertised it at all. And it's just about to come out.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see.
But Will Ferrell does a lot of movies like that that aren't really advertised that much, but they always end up being pretty funny.
Yeah, it comes out on Thursday.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It'll probably be good.
Yeah. But yeah, got all those movies and gonna watch some movies, and as far as podcasts and all that kind of stuff, we're gonna try to do it at least, like I said, once a month. It's February right now. May try to get one more recording in this month, or probably in March, do one in April, and then in May, before Blake leaves, we'll do a super long episode.
24-hour streaming Fortnite.
Yeah, do a 24-hour. Maybe we'll have a camera where we could do like a recorded video pod. But this has officially been our longest podcast ever, sitting in at 1 hour and 5 minutes. And hopefully it is our most viewed podcast ever. Spread the word. Get it out. And yeah, give us a listen. Hope that,
this is paying for my college, so please.
Yeah. Yeah. Help support Blake's college. And I would love to keep talking. There's plenty more that I could talk about, but we got to leave some for you for the next episode. And more importantly, I got to get Blake home so I can get back and start grinding on Call of Duty. Cause time is running out for me.
It is true.
And so, other than that, folks, thank you for joining us on the Shredded Cabbage Pod. It wouldn't be a Shredded Cabbage Pod if there wasn't a quote of the week, a big-time quote of the week. Blake is getting it prepared. While Blake's getting it prepared, listen to me play a little guitar.
Oh, boy. I'm trying to think of a good quote.
So this is what I've been working on. I've been learning guitar. I don't know why you shoved the...
Sorry.
I don't know why you have the capo down so low. Acting like
I
know
the fifth fret
guitar so well. So here's a little something I got for you guys. Oops, I did two songs in one right there. Let me start that over here. Here we go. And where was I? It was right here. Just kidding, that was a fake one. I know, I suck. It's a work in progress. The quote of the week, Blake, take it away.
This is from a legend. What you don't seem to understand is what you really took my love for granted.
Say it one more time in a slower voice.
Okay. What you don't seem to understand is you really took my love for granted.
Say it one more time in a British voice.
What you don't seem to understand is that you really took my love for granted.
And last but not least, in a southern country voice.
What you don't seem to understand is that you really took my love for granted.
And that is the quote of the week, folks, in
it's
multiple different
quote.
Languages. Rest in peace.
All right.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of the Shredded Cabbage Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or Anchor to keep up with the latest that is going on in the Forbidden Forest.